Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Tribes across the United States are asserting sovereignty and protecting their citizens by restricting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement access to reservations, waiving tribal ID fees, and offering guidance for Native Americans who encounter ICE agents. Frank Starr comes out as the president of the Oglala Sioux Tribe. He is Oglala Lakota and says he remains concerned about reports that Oglala citizens remain in ICE custody, despite federal officials maintaining they have not had encounters with them. He says that and the treatment he's witnessed both first and secondhand led him to ban immigration enforcement agents from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota.
We exercised that authority because we feel that we don't need ICE or Border Patrol agents questioning our tribal membership. We are under the treaties. We are protected by the United States government. These agents are not recognizing tribal IDs and things like that. Federal officers should be able to recognize our tribal IDs. One of the response from one of their officials was they need to go get IDs. So my response is, you know, we live in two different worlds when it comes to Native Americans. It's not like we can just go walk up to DMV and ask for a tribal ID. A lot of our membership that live off the reservation have to travel back to their homelands and get an ID. And a lot of that, if you know our world, it's difficult for families to do that. It's a difficult thing that we have to deal with. And as Native Americans, we always have barriers.
Making sure tribal citizens have up-to-date IDs remains a focus for tribes and Native organizations. Lenny Findey is the General Counsel for the National Congress of American Indians. He is Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. He said people are on high alert because of the aggressive immigration push right now. But he says there are steps tribal citizens can take to de-escalate tense situations.
Stand strong, stand together, remain vigilant, and as much as possible, avoid conflict, avoid confrontation. But of course, we've heard multiple reports of Native people encountering immigration and customs enforcement, as well as customs and border patrol. And that's where it's so critical that Native people have proper identification on them. One of the things that I want to note is that tribal identification cards are actually already recognized by the federal government as a valid official government-issued photo identification. And it's recognized by the federal government for multiple purposes. So it's disconcerting when we hear these reports that immigration officials are questioning the use of tribal identification cards, when in other areas that's dispositive proof of U.S. citizenship.
Findey says he remains concerned about the level of training exhibited by ICE agents when it comes to tribal identification cards. Beth Margaret Wright recognizes that the recent behavior by ICE agents is disconcerting for many Native Americans. She is a senior staff attorney with the Native American Rights Fund and is Laguna Pueblo. NARF is among organizations offering guidance on what Native people should do when confronted by an ICE agent.
You always have the right to remain silent. You don't have to answer any questions an ICE officer asks you. You don't have to answer where you were born, any immigration status of your family members or friends, or where you're from. We're also recommending that folks do not lie to ICE if they choose to talk to an ICE agent, because lying may impact folks in the future. We're advising folks to not physically resist or obstruct ICE officers, because that may also subject folks to some sort of criminal prosecution or penalties in the future. And we're advising folks to carry identification on them, including tribal-issued IDs or state-issued IDs. And we're also reminding Native folks that if you are a United States citizen, there's no law that requires you to carry proof of U.S. citizenship on you while you're in the United States, but sometimes you may have to have identification on you. And as my colleagues mentioned, a tribal ID is a valid form of identification here in the United States.
Wright reminds people that agents can generally enter public spaces, but they need a judicial warrant or permission to enter private places. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.